Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 934 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question related to email from Scott today. All right, now here's today's question from Scott.
Hi, Pat. Scott from New York City here. I'm putting together an email autorespond list in ConvertKit, which I got under recommendation and I'm very happy with. Thank you for that. While doing research on emails, I noticed that yours have seemed to have gotten shorter recently. Is it something that you've done intentionally, and do you find it to work better for you? Thanks for everything you do. I think you're awesome. Cheers.
Scott, what's up? Thank you so much for the support and the question. I appreciate it. Have I intentionally shortened my email autoresponders? No, not intentionally. Now I'm going to go back and look, although I will say that I've gotten a lot more intentional with my autoresponders. Not intentionally shorter, but intentional with the messaging that I'm sharing and who I'm sharing those messages to. The biggest thing that I did recently that was quite major and quite significant was the tagging and the buckets. And what I mean by that is having people either through the actions that they take on the website, through different things that they download or where on the website they subscribe to based on what articles they're subscribing from, for example, or having people self-select into specific buckets, for example, a beginner bucket, an advanced bucket, et cetera. I have it broken down mostly based on how much money one might be earning or whether they even have a business to begin with at all. And this is really helpful because now in the autoresponder sequences, I can know who to send messages to and for what, and who to not send certain messages to. So for example, if I have some, you know, great information about advanced SEO strategies that I have in my archive, and I want to send that to people who are on my email list in a sequence, just to kind of, you know, resurface those old articles, which is a great strategy, I'm not going to put that into the people who into the sequence of people who haven't even started a business yet. I mean, imagine not even knowing anything about online business and then all of a sudden getting this advanced SEO stuff. It's going to overwhelm you. It's going to make you think like you're in the wrong place or that I am not the right person to learn from. And that's not what I want to happen. I want people to know that I am the right person, or I'm the right person. Sorry, the emphasis was in the wrong place. I am the right person to learn from. And so based on where they're at, I'm able to serve them with content that makes sense for them based on what they're learning on. So, or what their interest is. So that's the biggest thing that I've done lately. And perhaps some of those emails are shorter. Some of them are shorter and have been intentionally that so that I can get to the call to action much sooner. And a lot of times those call to actions are essentially responses that I want. So if I ask, for example, hey, what are you struggling with most right now? I don't have to spend, you know, 1,000 words to ask that question. It's very direct. It's because I want that call to action to happen sooner. If you see a lot of short emails for people who are experienced copywriters and email writers, you're going to see that mostly it's probably because they have a very, very important point to hone in on and it's just very clear, or a very important call to action that they want to happen and they don't want people to skip out and potentially bail reading the thing before that call to action happens. So No, I haven't intentionally shortened my emails, but I've been much more intentional with my emails, with the call to actions within those emails, and to whom those emails get served to. Scott, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you, and I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat, and everybody else listening to this as well. So, Scott, I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Again, make sure you check out 100emails.com. You can get started right now. All you have to do is sign up, and I'll walk you through the rest of the process in 72 hours. 100emails.com. And then finally, to finish off, here's a quote, a short but a good one, from George Herbert, and that is, "You must lose a fly to catch a trout." Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.